What's going on, good people? It's your boy, Tyson, again. Y'all already know what it is. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. So let's do this real talk. Again, so yesterday I touched on gun violence in America and how it's killing our children and killing our people, killing our black men, women, and children. I want to touch on it again today because it seems like nobody's understanding what's going on around here. Nobody's really paying attention to what's going on. So let me just say that to open your eyes maybe a little bit so you can understand where I'm coming from. It's 2022. We're in June and already this year, 6 months, there's been 27 school shootings so far this year. From January to June, 27 school shootings. These are facts. These are facts. I don't know this. I don't think anybody is really grasping what's going on here. I don't think y'all are grasping what's going on here. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Our children are dying because of school shootings. 200 mass shootings this year. California, New York, Texas. When is this going to stop? When are we going to get that? Gun laws need to be changed. I don't care what anybody says about it. Gun laws need to be changed. I feel if you are not law enforcement or armed services, you do not need a gun. They're not toys. They're not memorabilia items. They're not for people who are walking around on the streets. Now, I know the gun nuts are going to hit me up and be like, oh, well, that takes our Second Amendment right. Fuck that. I'm willing to go up against the Second Amendment right. I vote that we remove the Second Amendment right or revise it. Because at the end of the day, a regular civilian walking down the street with an automatic weapon is uncalled for. It's not necessary whatsoever. And you got these people out here who are going to say, oh, I want to be able to have the same weapons that criminals are walking around with so I can defend myself. Here's my question to those people. How many criminals have you stopped so far with your automatic weapons? How many have you stopped? Because these school shootings are still happening. These mass shootings are still happening. 200 mass shootings this year alone in 6 months. You gotta understand, a lot of these aren't making the news. A lot of these shootings are not making the news. So how many people have you stopped with your guns? That you feel like you need an automatic weapon in your house? How many? How many? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. You got 1.7 million children that live with unlocked loaded guns in their homes. That's every one out of three households with kids. One out of three homes with kids have guns. So tell me, how closely are you monitoring your children so they don't go in your unlocked gun safe or gun shelf or whatever you wherever you keep your guns, pick up a gun and go outside with it? How closely are you monitoring that? Because if that were the case, that Texas shooting wouldn't have happened. That kid was able to walk inside of a Walmart or wherever he got his gun, get the gun, and do all that damage. And gun legislations and laws need to be changed because of situations like this. Regular civilians do not need automatic weapons, do not need firearms. They don't need them. They don't need them. I'm going to leave y'all with this last fact. There are over 393 million guns in circulation in the United States as we speak. Listen, I'm not here to take up y'all time. I just don't want to see nobody else's kids on the RIP t-shirt. That's all I'm saying. Y'all feel some type of way about what I said? Y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I'm here. Let me know. But this is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. Holla at me.